Hark! Forsooth, it is I, David the Radio Conqueror, here to bring you merriment and whimsy. The time is 6:08 in the p.m. You're still listening to 91.7 FM KOP Hornsby Austin, or online worldwide at KOP.org. It's the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hotta.
And my name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show, please do so. The phone number is 472-5667. 472-KOOP. Boom.
We just heard the Bee Gees, Maurice, Robin, and to a lesser extent, Barry, with On Time from the collection Tales from the Brothers Gibb, which is still out of print and very hard to find. Thank you.
Yes, thank you for making that hard to find. And before that, the White Stripes, presented by Crest, with Hotel Yorba off of White Blood Cells. And David, the reason I chose that selection...
Go on.
...is because the White Stripes were on the very last episode of Late Night with Conan O'Brien.
I can't believe I missed that.
I missed it too, but I watched it online this morning.
Well, then you didn't miss it. I still have yet to see it. And who knows? I may never.
No, you'll probably see it.
I might get hit by a meteor.
I gotta say, I enjoyed the last show.
Yeah?
Of Conan. And, you know what? I honestly think I might be lying if I said I was a huge Conan O'Brien fan.
Right.
Because as much as I love Conan O'Brien, I think to call myself a huge show fan, I have to watch a show like once a week, and I don't even do that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I have been a fan of it. I mean, I'm a big fan of his in the past.
I am a huge supporter and admirer of Conan O'Brien.
But I just don't put in the hours in front of the TV.
Couldn't tell you the last episode I saw.
I mean, I managed to catch two this week, and it was a fine week. I remember thinking, like, I'll make an effort and watch, and I only managed to get two.
You're still one ahead of me.
But yeah, but I still, and I don't know, when the news, when he was going to go to The Tonight Show, I greeted that more with, yay, no more Jay Leno. Then,
yeah.
Because I don't want to see him go to an earlier time slot and lose some of his mojo. Like, earlier in the week, he has a character named the Masturbating Bear, and he's like, we can't bring this character to the earlier time slot, so they sort of had a send-off for him.
Yeah.
But, so on the very last show of Conan, his guest was Andy Richter.
Hey, former sidekick.
Former sidekick. And musical guest White Stripes. And Andy Richter, I guess that was appropriate.
It's a circle of life, that sort of thing.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Okay, so Richter was a sidekick on the show from 93 to 2000.
Okay.
Conan has done the show for more years without Andy than with him.
Yeah, yeah.
And every time there's like a little like a 10-year anniversary special or something like that, and they look back, it's like, remember Andy? And it's one too many times to where like Andy came on now, and I was just like, you know, I don't know. I'm just shaking my head at him like, what have you done?
Yeah.
Which is weird because, you know, why am I mad at Andy Richter?
That does make sense. And, like, it's not like he went on to bigger and better things with Greener Pastures where it's like, oh, my God, we knew you win, Andy Richter. No, he went from, like, that to a couple of failed sitcoms and Scary Movie 3.
Okay, but Andy Richter Controls the Universe was not his fault.
I know, that was an awesome show. I know it wasn't his fault.
The public failed him. That sitcom didn't fail the public.
But still, it's sort of like when John Henson goes back to The Soup. You're like, who cares, dude? You need to go back to the valet station where you belong and park those cars.
Hey, he's the host of Wipeout or something.
Ugh.
You know what, though? Even though you and I hold the Soup in high regards and Wipeout, money doesn't, if you know what I mean.
That's true.
But yeah, it was nice. And the White Stripes, that kind of makes sense. Because, I mean, they've been on the show a whole bunch. I mean, there was that one week where they were the musical guest every day.
That's right.
You know, so they've had a nice little history. I mean, because I remember Letterman's last show was, it had Hanks and Springsteen.
Yeah.
And he was trying to get Springsteen for a while, so it was kind of a big get for him.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And so it was a nice show. And Will Ferrell came on at the beginning, and he came out as George Bush and then stripped down to his leprechaun outfit that he does frequently.
Okay.
And they played a whole bunch of clips throughout the show, and Conan was like, this is my favorite thing. He goes, if I die tomorrow, show this at my funeral. And it was the Conan segment where he, there's the people that pretend it's 1864 or something like that.
Yeah.
And they play baseball. They reenact baseball games from 1864. Kind of like that LARPing league.
Yeah, the Sunken Valley LARPing league.
And
yeah.
And so Conan interviewed them and it was very funny. And he played that. And then Andy came out and they played a bunch of Andy clips. And even clips that I've seen a whole bunch of times.
Yeah.
You know, they're still really, really funny. One basically the clip is, Conan just gets to kiss Rebecca Romijn.
That's awesome.
Yeah, there's not like a whole lot of joke there. But, and I've literally seen that clip 15 times.
Yeah.
Because he's played it so often. But you know what? If I get to kiss Rebecca Romijn, I'd be playing that.
Yeah.
That'd be my screensaver.
Yeah.
I'd make a gif of that.
I would get some sort of LCD tombstone. So just playing a loop at my grave.
But the best, I got to say, the best part of the show is at the end, like, you know, the White Stripes play and there's still like 15 minutes left, like the final segment of the show.
Mm.
And that's where, I mean, this should be the most boring part if you look at it on paper.
Yeah.
Because it was just Conan thanking people. But I think this is the reason I like Conan is because, I mean, besides being funny, that's, I guess, A number one. But he also seems kind of genuine. Like, he has a genuineness to him that Leno, with his sort of, like, really, like, you know, slick sheen veneer, just does not have. KOP, you're on the air. Caller, you were on the air. Thanks, caller. Try again later. Leno just comes across as real, like, yeah, I'm fake.
Yeah.
And Letterman, God bless his heart, is way too crotchety.
Yeah.
You know, like, he always was kind of, I mean, Letterman, you know, Letterman is awesome, but he's always kind of a jerk.
Yeah.
Whereas, I don't know, something about the self-deprecation.
Conan is sincere. Conan's sincere in a genuine way. Because, like, Jay Leno's like, I'm just here for the fans, yeah. But, like, I just hate him. I hate him so much.
But, you know, Letterman sort of, I'm going to say, you know, in his old age, if you will, I feel like he's not trying as much.
Yeah.
But also the result is sort of he's letting more out. Like, previously, if, you know, especially in interviews, like, I feel like Letterman's saying what he thinks, but sometimes it's still, you know, kind of a joke.
Yeah.
The only time I've ever seen Letterman, I mean, I don't know. There's been times when Letterman's, like, when he got his heart surgery and he brought out the doctors. And after September 11th, right. Like, those are Letterman moments. But those are, like, pretty big events for Letterman to open up.
Yeah.
But I remember when Andy left the last show, and then when Conan was thanking people, and you could tell he's pretty close to breaking down.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Something about it. I mean, he doesn't have to.
Jay Leno's not breaking down anytime
soon. Jay
Leno's
not breaking down. Letterman's got, you know, he'll let it out there in a while. He'll show some heart. But I don't know. Because it felt real.
Yeah.
Like, it felt like this is real. And
well, he seems like a person who is genuinely appreciative of the opportunity. Because, I mean, if you think back 16 years, he was a nobody.
Yeah, like, no, he said no previous television experience. Like, when he was thanking Lorne Michaels for plucking him out of the writer's room and putting him on a TV show.
Yeah.
Even though he had no prior, you know, front of the camera experience except a couple, like, you know, one-line side characters on SNL back when he was writing for them. It's sort of an amazing story. Like, and it's crazy to think that he's been on since 1993.
Yeah. Yeah, that's 16 years. That's nuts. And now he's going to be the host of The Tonight Show, which is awesome. And, man, it was almost perfect. Jay Leno was almost gone. He was almost out of our history forever.
But it's kind of cool, too, that because, you know, The Tonight Show, what was it? Steve Allen, like Parr.
Jack Parr, Johnny Carson.
Johnny Carson, yeah. You know, Jay Leno. Like, that has tradition. Late Night was just the show created to give to David Letterman.
Yeah.
You know, so Letterman started it, and then when, it, you know, it's not a franchise, it's just basically Letterman's show.
Yeah.
And then after Conan took it, I mean, like, the fact that franchise continued is cool. Do you think The Late Show with Dave Letterman is going to continue afterwards? I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
You know, and it's weird that, you know, other things have become franchises too, like, or the Late Late Show.
Well, yeah, exactly. Look at The Late, because it was Tom Snyder, which I loved. But now, like, then it went to
Kilborn
and Ferguson.
Like, yeah, that's on its third. I mean, was it called The Late Late Show when it was Snyder?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, but like later with Costas and then like Carson Daly.
That's, what is that, Kicking It Up Late or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, that's just like, you know, that is forced in there. But now, I don't know, Jimmy Fallon taking over for Conan.
Yeah, he's hanging on. God bless him.
I don't know. But yeah, not that Conan cares what we think, but best of luck.
Well put.
Well, yeah, or, you know.
No, I'm kidding.
It's not going to get back to him that we said that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Of course you do. But anyway, Conan. A lot of good memories there.
Yeah.
Because I think we all had sort of like a little... I mean, was there ever a time when you did watch Conan like five nights a week?
Oh, religiously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then it kind of tapered off.
Yeah, when I was in high school, and it was so hard to do because...
Houston.
Houston, famous for tape delaying it. And they would put it on at 2 in the morning.
He had a segment, that's right, where he went to Houston and he went around interviewing people and no one knew who he was.
Yeah, he interviewed people at 2 in the morning when his show would be on and nobody knew who he was.
Yep.
Yeah, I made the effort back then. I was in high school. I was staying up late drinking the soda pop, keeping the TV down low. I did it.
In San Antonio, what they do is they'd show the Tonight Show, and Letterman was delayed 30 minutes because of Cheers reruns. But then back on NBC, they'd put like, God, what was it? It might have even been infomercials for an hour, and then Conan.
Awesome.
So even though it should have been on 11:30, it was on 12:30.
Because you can't miss that prime real estate. That infomercial could be generating revenue.
I think they just didn't want to compete with Letterman.
I guess
if you're really into late night TV, you could watch 30 minutes of Leno. You know, why would you? But and then an hour of Letterman.
It's so weird to think there was a time before like TiVo and DVR where like people had to plan accordingly. It's like Letterman and Conan at the same time. I don't know what to do. Now you just hit a little red button, boop boop, and you're good to go.
Yep. Good to go.
Amazing times.
Cough, cough. Oh, man. We'll tell you what. We'll come back with more Masked Winning Show, and we'll talk about things that are actually entertaining. But first, let's listen to some Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs. This is off their forthcoming album. This album doesn't drop till April 14th.
What?
But I found it on the internet. This is, what is this called? It's called Zero off of It's Blitz. More Masked Winning Show after this.
Beep, 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 beep. Yeah, you're back with more Masked Wedding. I'm David.
And my name is Mac for podcasts of this show. In fact, actually, I must apologize. We haven't been updating the podcast last 2 weeks because we've been busy with a side project. For more information about that Masked Wedding side project, you may visit mascotwedding.com. It's a pretty cool side project.
Yeah, you may want to visit it.
You might want to check it out.
And I only say that because you may enjoy the hell out of it.
Oh, it might feature David and myself.
Yes, and it may be the funniest thing you've seen.
Yes, it might be a video.
Yeah, and it may be a delicious parody of something that you hold dear.
It quite possibly could be awesome. And it very possibly is on mascotwedding.com.
Yes.
We just heard the Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs off of their forthcoming album, It's Blitz, with Zero.
Hurt my neck for mocking out so much at that song.
David and I were dancing.
Yep.
So, David, we didn't catch Late Night with Conan O'Brien last night because we were out doing what?
Drinking.
And partying.
Yes.
We went to the Mohawk, actually, some beard growing contest.
That's right, yes.
See, David and I are scenesters. We make the scene.
Yeah, because we're rock DJs, etc. Right.
You think we would rather go home, make a nice leafy green salad with some light Italian dressing.
Yeah.
Watch a little late night TV. If we stay out that late, I'd rather just probably just turn it in.
I would be in bed by 10.
Yeah, but instead we're out because we're rock DJs. Got to do those kind of things.
Yeah, we're like Slurms McKenzie. We would prefer not to party. We would just rather stay home and watch a movie with friends.
Yeah, that's right. But here's the problem. We've gotten into sort of both of us, a really bad habit.
It is an awful habit.
It's one that's just, it's not healthy and it's not smart.
It's literally not healthy and very foolish, and I feel worse every time I do it.
It's true, and there's something happened last night where I was like, this has really gone too far. I mean, this happens to a lot of people, some famous people even. Mm-hmm. You go out, you have fun, you have a few drinks, and then when you get in that car, you go get some fast food.
Yeah, yeah. It's the most irresponsible thing you could do in a car at 2 in the morning.
Really? Yeah, exactly.
Go get some fast food.
I love it, though.
Oh, man. It is a cruel mistress, because I love it.
It's even crueler than my mistress. Hello, Yvonne. Oh, by the way, I'd like to give a shout out to the co-op softball team who told me to give them a shout out to him. I was at practice earlier. Go Kilowatts! But yes.
Who was the guy who hated us talking about softball?
No, he loved talking about softball.
No, there was one guy who was
He was like, enough with the softball.
Get ready for a long summer,
but then
stupid.
Somebody called back in and they go, more softball.
Okay. So that's who counts.
Yeah, and so, dude, gotcha. You name it. All right, Taco Bell, Jack in the Box,
yeah,
McDonald's. I've used them all.
Yeah, we've rocked a million places.
Yeah, that's right.
Whataburger, Taco Cooper. Yeah.
Like Ozzy Osbourne, a taco drops on the ground. You think I'm not picking it up? Picking it up.
I think he was talking about cocaine.
Okay, but I'm, all right, Shmaybe? What?
Shmaybe.
But last night I was like, this. I felt, it's one of those movies, like in drug movies, you know. Like, there's that, I think it was Permanent Midnight or something with Ben Stiller, when he's like doing drugs and in the car, is like he looks over and there's like his kid in the car seat and he's like, I can't do this. Last night I had my own sort of, I hit rock bottom.
Yeah. You know what's funny? We weren't in the same car.
No.
We had our own different experiences, but last night was my Requiem for a Dream A to A moment.
Yeah. In fact, wow. I called you after I had ordered, but before I had paid to tell you what I had ordered because it was so stupid. It was the dumbest meal.
And then what did I do?
And you
compared my order with yours.
Do you want to go first or want me to go first?
You go first.
Here's my order.
Because I think mine blows yours out of the water.
It's 2 a.m. Last call. We leave Mohawk. Get driven home. Hop in our cars. Or get driven to where we dropped off our cars. We get home. I drive to Jack in the Box. And I look in there because it's close to my house. And I look in the menu. And it says breakfast all day. And I was like, oh, that sounds good.
Yeah,
it does. But then it says, like, limited time only. It was so stupid that I got fooled by an exclusive food.
You got hooked?
Yeah, but it goes, limited time only, chorizo breakfast burrito. And I was like, limited time? I got to live when the living is good. I got to get that.
It's 2:30. That might expire at 2:38 yeah, for all I know.
Right, exactly. And so I get the meal, which came with chorizo breakfast burrito, mm-hmm. which shame on them for calling it a burrito, not a taco. But it was big. Hash browns and an orange juice, which, by the way, was like the last thing my throat needed.
Yeah, don't do
that. Yeah, I'm really bad this morning. And then, because I'm insane and I have a problem and I need to stop, I ordered a side order of, guess what? That's right, mozzarella sticks.
Yeah, that's...
So, breakfast burrito, hash browns, mozzarella sticks. What did you order, David?
That's cute. Tell me how rookie ball goes this
year.
What did I order? I ordered the same thing I... More often than
Wait,
not.
Wait, you went to Jack in the Box too?
I did, but a different one.
Wow.
I even followed you to yours, thinking I was going to go somewhere else. And then as I was driving, I was like, Jack in the Box sounds pretty good right now. And I went out of my way. I went past home to go to a Jack in the Box. All right, here we go.
You ready? I'm ready.
Yeah. Two tacos.
Let it out. Two tacos.
A chicken sandwich.
Chicken sandwich.
A jumbo jack with cheese.
Jumbo jack with cheese.
And stuffed jalapenos.
Stuffed jalapenos.
At 2:30 a.m.
So after we ate this food, did we work out? No.
No.
In fact, I was sleep on the couch pretty much, and I'd wake up, and then I'd take a bite out of this. That's the other thing. It was disgusting.
Oh.
The chorizo burrito from Taco Bell. Or not Taco Bell. Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
It was wretched. It was gross, and I ate the whole thing.
Who'd have thought Jack in the Box could not handle... The subtleties.
I have a problem. I'm going to stop. Wait, and then I felt so gross about it this morning that I didn't go get my usual Saturday thing, which is a Shack Taco, Taco Shack, which is awesome.
I didn't get kolaches this morning. Because I remember looking at the clock because I was eating and also playing games online.
Were these card games, David?
They were card games.
Do these card games involve money?
And chance. Oh, okay. Yes. So I have an order in which I eat them.
Yeah.
I go, taco.
Whoa. What do you mean? You've done this before? The same order?
This isn't my first fat rodeo. Taco, chicken sandwich, taco, stuffed jalapenos, jumbo jack. Boom, 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 boom. Fab five. I get to thing three. I get to that second taco. I'm struggling. I power through the stuffed jalapenos. By this point, I'm miserable.
Uh-huh.
But no man left behind. I cannot leave that burger untouched. So I finish it, and it was just the worst experience. Like, I don't know how I got to this point. What is wrong with me? I'm eating a burger at like 3:30 in the morning and hating it. And then I woke up this morning. Yeah, I didn't run. I didn't burn it off or anything. I didn't use it for fuel to start my day. No, I slept late and just rolled around like a beached whale because I felt miserable at this food baby that I had in me.
Yeah, I ate dinner that night.
Yeah.
I cooked my own chicken breast.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just...
Healthy living. Good for
it
you.
It was, yeah. And put a little some spices on it. It was good.
Yeah.
Had it with a glass of water and some corn.
That's awesome.
That was my dinner.
Yeah.
And it was delicious. I did not... I just eat for fun now.
Yeah. It's almost necessity because there was a time long ago when I was younger and when I was more Herculean in my efforts that I thought, oh, I'm not going to enjoy the way I feel in the morning. I should put a base down, a base of food. That way I'll wake up in the morning. I'll be able to handle it a little bit better.
That's kind of stupid. Go ahead.
Be able to handle the hangover. Yeah, well,
hangover, yes, of course, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but that's the thing. We didn't drink to excess last
night. No, exactly. I felt perfectly fine.
I was kind of leading it like you think I was going to talk about drunk driving, but we were not drunk.
No.
Not even buzzed.
Not in the slightest.
What's buzz driving? Still drunk driving. Thank you, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Yes, exactly.
For your billboards. But dude, David, look, I'm looking at you right now.
Yeah.
We got to change our ways.
Yeah, we got to.
This has got to stop.
Yeah. I don't know how.
How are we going to do this?
I don't know.
Because we're going out tonight.
Yes, we are.
Because we have to, because you know why?
Rock DJs.
Rock DJs, yeah.
Of course.
I think part of the reason is because we're going home and we're not going home with ladies. You know what I mean? Because look, I'm a rock DJ. I
need to fill a void.
I can't be tied down. You know what I'm saying?
I can if the right lady comes along.
Because I got to go home and listen to records.
Yeah.
I can't be having sex with ladies.
Yeah, exactly. I got to go home and read the latest issue of AP Magazine.
That's right. I got to go see what's in Spins Grins for that month in Spin Magazine. Do they have? I just made that up. Do they have a
Spins Grins?
Yeah. No, it's just I'm just eating because I like the taste. I'm not hungry.
So my morning jacket walks into a bar.
Grins and wins. Yeah. Tell some stories.
That's stupid.
Yeah, shut up. You're not going to believe what Lady Gaga did. her and Lady Sovereign got into some foxy boxing.
A lady off.
Yeah, put lady off. Judged by? Lady Hawk.
No.
Yay, Lady Hawk. I like her.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, buddy. But it's got to stop, Dave. It's got to stop.
I know it does.
You know what we need?
What's that?
Grapes.
Grapes?
Yeah, go home, eat some grapes. That sounds good, right?
You know what? I tried that once. Like, because I planned ahead and I was like, you know what? I need the snacking mechanism when I go home after a night of hanging out and partying and whatnot. Maybe I'll put some fruit in my fridge and I'll come home and eat fruit instead of everything.
You know what it is? I think and this is perhaps what enabled me to realize I was at rock bottom. I don't love fast food as much as I love soda.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love soda.
Oh,
delicious,
soda.
Delicious soda. And last night, because I got a breakfast menu item, I said orange juice instead. And so I think the love of soda was masking the disgust at the gross food.
I love how you still have like the rules of engagement. We're like, oh, this is a breakfast food. I must have a breakfast beverage
well,
with it.
I looked, I was
at 3 in the morning, look, hair disheveled, smelling of
I wasn't drunk, but I was still exhausted. So I was looking at it and I was like, what does that menu come or meal come with? Coffee? I don't want coffee. Maybe OJ. Like, yeah, you're right. I could have easily had something else. But I didn't. KOP, you're on the air.
Rock bottom. You know, you guys ought to be ashamed of yourselves for eating the way that you do.
Yeah, we are ashamed of ourselves. Have you been listening?
Yeah.
We already told you that, Mr.
Yeah,
Mackey.
Yeah, that's how we started out. We said we were ashamed.
Well, you still do it anyway.
We're talking about stopping.
Good.
Okay, so you agree with us, right?
Well...
Hey,
yeah,
hey, you got 2 ears, 1 mouth. Listen more! We're here pouring our hearts out. You're just like piling on.
Yeah, that's not going to motivate me.
Thanks for listening, though. Appreciate
it. Hey, guys, I think I need to change my ways. You know what you need to do? You need to change your ways. Awesome! Thanks! You know what? Know,
by the way, folks that don't know this, but David's biggest pet peeve
that is, my-
is when people tell him things he already knows. Or no, that's not
no,
it.
No, I'm going to do anyway.
They tell you to do something you're already going to do. You hate that.
When I was younger, like it would be a Saturday morning. I'm opening up the garage door, pushing the lawnmower out to mow the yard.
Hey, David, you should go mow the lawn.
Oh my God! Why do you do that? But thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. As that caller couldn't hear over his probably that wagging finger in front of us. We're talking about changing.
Yeah,
we need to change.
We need to step in the right direction. Why don't you be part of the solution instead of part of the problem?
Tell you what, David, here's what we're going to do.
What's that?
Okay, between now...
Why is he part of the problem? He's a total... It's mine.
No, he's... Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Between now and next show...
Okay.
Looking at our schedule,
mm-hmm.
There's probably going to be at least 3 more opportunities for late night drinking.
At least.
Responsible late night drinking, of course.
Of course. My goodness.
Yeah. Going to show up to work next day on time.
Yeah.
Going to go to bed a decent hour probably.
Bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. Absolutely.
Well, maybe not a decent hour. Still probably be 2. But yeah. There'll be those nights where you're driving home and there's a fast food sign. It's nice, bright, and shiny, and you want it. Here's what we're going to do, David.
What's that?
We're going to try and make it a week.
A week?
Going to try and make it a week.
Tonight
we're going to try and just make it a day. Just make it just 1 day at a time. And then we'll come back next week and see how we did.
Fine. Let's.
No, oh, I know. It's delicious.
Yeah. Well, it's not even delicious anymore.
Yeah,
it's,
that's the problem.
It's routine.
It is. It's
like
fun.
It's like a failed marriage.
I love soda.
Oh, soda. No, yeah. I'm not quitting soda.
No, I can't quit soda either.
What if somebody had cherry soda late at night? No, I'm sorry. I'm going off.
You know, my sister has been drinking this Diet Cherry 7-Up, raving about it.
Yeah.
Raving. That's what we're going to do, all right? It was a pact.
Oh, hey, we should mention next week starts the membership drive.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Doesn't it?
Wow. No, it starts the 20. It is membership drive next week. That'll be an exciting...
A scramble to do something fun for you, the listener.
Actually, we do have some plans for that.
Yeah, we do. We just do the logistics of it.
Yeah, I know. I've been thinking about that because I've been thinking about that super side project on mascotwing.com.
That's right. But yes, stay tuned.
All right. Well, this is my hand extended, David. Are you going to shake it?
I will shake it.
This is an honest attempt, you and me.
Yes. 1 week. We come back next week.
And you might be thinking, oh, geez, these guys are like those obese twins on the motorcycles. There's pictures of us at mascotwing.com. We're good-looking guys.
Yeah, I'm only scientifically obese. I'm not morbidly obese.
This isn't a problem where we're price shopping for rascals.
Yeah, yeah. I don't wash myself with a rag on a stick.
I don't use a dialing wand because my fingers are too fat and they mash the pad. Actually, phone buttons are getting a little too small for my banana hands, but that's another story. But yeah, this isn't going to kill us. It's just going to make us feel a whole lot worse.
The feat of strength. Boom.
But we have shooked on it. Shooked? Yeah, sure, why not? Shuck?
We done shaked on it.
Yeah, we done shaked. So next week, tune back in for Membership Drive. And also to see if David and I are strong like lions.
That's right.
Or weak like older lions who like fast food. David, what are we going to hear?
Track 21. Oh, wait.
You already queued up. Yeah, what is track 21?
Dinosaur Jr. from the album You're Living All Over Me.
More Mascot Wedding Show.
Right after this.
Yeah, you know, the Oscars are this Sunday coming up, and I gotta say, I'm just not too excited about it. I mean, I don't know. It's just this, you know, one big long case of just never the right thing winning. That always seems to happen. Like that year Titanic beat LA Confidential, or Forrest Gump lost to, or Forrest Gump beat out Pulp Fiction, you know. Or like Lord of the Rings. Like, I love Lord of the Rings, but sort of it won like that cumulative Oscar. Like, I don't know if that third one was really... I think the second one was the best. I don't know. It seems like, yeah. And like Shakespeare in Love, you know, beat out Saving Private Ryan. Like it never seems that the best. I mean, I guess No Country for Old Men. That was pretty good. I mean, I liked, what do you call it? I liked There Will Be Blood better. But yeah, I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I've been thinking about this. I don't know. Okay, you don't like the Oscars, do you?
You know, when I was younger, I did, but now I just don't care.
Okay.
I don't go in for the whole Hollywood stuff.
Okay, see, that's because it seems like there's two different camps forming. There's the camp that doesn't like the Oscars because it's self-congratulatory. It's a pageant thrown by the people being honored. There's that. But there's also this camp that's like, doesn't like it because of the movies that they celebrate. Because the movies they celebrate, for the most part, 90% of the time, terrible. They're really not good. And so I kind of want to do like a revisionist Oscar. Like if we could just go, every 10 years we have like a reunion. We have like we do a reunion where we say, okay, it is the year is 2009. We go back to the year 1999 and we take awards away from people who don't deserve awards. Because really, 99 that year was... Best Picture, American Beauty. But that was also the same year of, Being John Malkovich, and Three Kings, and Magnolia, and what am I thinking of? Sixth Sense, to a lesser extent. Like, who cares about American Beauty anymore? Does anybody really watch that on a regular basis? Does anybody even mention that, or reference that, or think about that, or is influenced by that? No. Like, I think we can all agree now that Crash was a terrible movie. And that won Best Picture. Why did that happen? I don't know. So now I'm sort of torn between, because as I mentioned before, I love the Oscars. I'm a sucker for them. I'm a sucker for award shows in general because it sparks debate. It gets people talking. But I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't have somebody I really care about. Like In Bruges is the only movie I really like. Hang on 1 second. KOP, you're on the air.
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about the Oscars.
Yeah, actually, can you hang on?
Oscars. I got one for you.
Oh, yeah, lay it on me.
Best Supporting Actor, 1996.
Which was Cuba Gooding Jr. for Jerry Maguire, which I think everybody can agree was like the worst decision ever.
Yeah, it was. It totally was, because you know who should have won?
William H. Macy in Fargo should have won.
Well, you know, I wouldn't have minded that, but I was thinking more like Bill Murray in Kingpin.
I don't even think he was nominated.
I know he wasn't, but, you know, he was so great in that movie. He was really a last great smartass role before he turned into a sad sack.
Yeah, that's true, but I mean, I don't know. Could you hang on 1 second? 1 second. Sorry about that. There are some difficulties in the studio.
No problem, yeah.
Yeah,
What do you think about this year's Oscars?
Oh, like I was saying, you know, I just don't have a dog in the fight. I really don't care about any of the movies,
yeah,
really.
Right,
like,
yeah.
In Bruges is up for screenplay. I really want that to win. But other than that, I don't care. Like, I mean, what do you think? What do you think about it?
I got to agree with you and the other guy. I'm the wrong person to ask. You know, obviously, it's not easy for me to get out to the movies these days. I haven't really seen a lot.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, times are tough for everybody. It's hard to get out.
Well, right. I mean, but especially for me.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know who this is, right?
You said your name was Mike from
Sunken Valley. Mike.
Yeah. That's it.
Williford. Maybe you know me and my girlfriend Janice from our appearances on News 17.
I really don't. I'm sorry.
Come on, it's me, the Septa Dad.
Excuse me?
Septa Dad. My girlfriend Janice is Septa Mom.
I'm having a hard time understanding you. Are you saying Septa?
Yeah, Septa, like the prefix for the number 7.
I know who this is now. Your wife just had 7 kids.
She's my girlfriend.
I'm sorry. Is everything all right?
Yeah, everything's fine. Why?
I just thought I heard some noise in the background.
Oh yeah, that's no big deal.
Okay, fair enough. So we're talking to Septa Dad and. You are a local resident whose girlfriend just had 7 kids.
That's right. Teresa, Kendall, Sean, Sam, Gary, and Deadlift.
Okay, Amy. Okay, so that's what, 3 girls and 4 boys?
No, it's 6 girls and 1 boy.
Wait a second, hold on. What were those names again?
Amy, Teresa, Kendall, Sean, Sam, Gary, and Deadlift.
I hope you don't find this to be an offensive question, but... But which ones are the girls? Amy and Teresa, obviously. And then there is...
And then Kendall, Sean, Sam, and Gary.
Okay, see, that's throwing me. I've never heard of a girl named Gary before.
Well, you know, if you must know, Janice and I agreed to name our kids after the starting lineup of the 1994 Seattle Supersonics.
Oh, wow, that's awesome, kind of. That is some dedication. That's really cool.
I don't understand. What do you mean?
I mean, you know, for you two to be such, like, hardcore Sonics fans.
We're not Sonics fans.
You're not Sonics fans. Then,
no.
Then why did you name your kids after the 94 Sonics?
It's because how we met. Have you ever heard of the Sunken Valley LARPing League?
You know what? I actually have.
Yeah, you know, it's in fact, did you ever do anything with you were on the Rockets, right?
I was on the Rockets 95. I was Scotty Brooks.
Yeah, that's right. It's, you know, it's that basketball reenactment league, of course.
Yeah.
For those who don't know.
Well, we all dress up as basketball players and reenact old playoff games. That's right. Yeah, that's me.
That is correct. Yeah, well, Janice and I were both on the 94 Sonics, which, if you recall, that was the team.
That was the team that lost to the Nuggets in the first round that year, which was, like, at the time, that was, like, the biggest upset ever. Like, Nuggets over Sonics was insane.
Yeah, so it was an 8-seed beating a 1. That's right.
One
game, Janice and I decided that we didn't want to lose to the Nuggets, so we actually started playing for real.
Which, by the way, is, like, horribly against the rules. You're not supposed to do that.
Oh yeah. We were banned from LARPing for a year. You know, but Janice must have had like 35 points that day. I had a double-double, but
nobody was blocking you. That's because everybody was LARPing. You know what, though? Okay, that's sweet, though. You're together now. That's something. And then now here you are with 7 kids. That's awesome.
That's right. Living a dream.
Waterfall blast from Toronto.
I'm sorry. Hello?
Are you sure you're okay? It sounds like there's like a PA system behind you.
Oh, yeah, there is. It's no big deal.
Okay, so we're talking to Mike Williford, better known as Septa Dad. Now, Mike, I can imagine, like, everything must be going crazy for you right now.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. You know, I think Janice and I were hoping things would be a little bit more hectic.
What do you mean? I mean, I would imagine one kid is more than enough to handle. Like, seven kids must be insane.
You know, we really don't see them all that once. You know, Janice's parents have been pretty good about, you know, rationing out the kids. They've been helping out.
Wait a second. So you're not really, you're not taking care of the kids? Like, your wife's parents are taking care of the kids?
We are not married.
I'm sorry.
Need to listen.
You're right. I'm sorry.
I need to make very clear. We are not married.
Okay. Fair enough. So your girlfriend's parents are taking care of the kids?
Yeah, they've been helping us out while we've been doing public relations. Public relations for seven babies. It's a full-time job.
You're doing public relations for babies?
Yeah, calling news outlets, trying to arrange interviews, calling businesses to get, you know, diapers or maybe some fur coats.
Fur coats for your kids?
I don't know, whatever. I'm not greedy.
If I may, it kind of sounds like you are greedy. Like, you kind of sound like that.
The nerve.
Well, no, but you sound like that Octomom that's on the news right now.
Don't you mention that woman's name.
I'm sorry, why not?
Because she's the reason we're having to work so hard in the place.
What are you talking about?
She had eight kids on January 26th, that sick freak. And we had seven kids on February 3rd. Okay, do I have to spell it out for you?
Okay, so because of her and her kids...
Yeah, she's the one who got offered a reality show on the Crunch Network. All we got out of this whole half dozen kids.
Wow. Okay. I see what this is now. Okay. Yeah. So.
Yeah. And my little deadlift isn't even really mine.
Deadlift isn't. Okay. Yeah. There's something wrong with that. So you're mad at Octomom because she stole your thunder, basically. You wanted to be the one on TV and the one on magazines.
We didn't want it. We deserved it.
How on earth do you deserve it?
You know, you don't just have seven kids by accident. You know, I mean, there was nights when we were, Yeah, can I say this on the radio? Can I say going at it?
Well, you kind of did, but just be careful. Choose your words carefully.
Going at it, like, really hard, like, sexually.
Oh, great. Thank you for that.
And that alone had to be worth, like, two or three kids right there.
I don't think that's how it works.
No, what do you mean?
Well, this should really be a talk your father gives you, but the harder you try at it, it doesn't mean you'll get more kids. Like, seven kids, it happens, like, medically, like, through procedures and stuff.
Hey, Dr. Radio, I think I know how babies are made, okay? And I think Janice's doctor does, too.
You know what? Of all the people involved, I'm sure he does. He's probably the one doing the procedures.
Oh, man.
Mike?
Why would she see a baby doctor before she was even pregnant? Why did it take me so long to put together?
Mike, you okay?
I feel like an idiot. I just wanted a fur coat. She said I'd get a fur coat.
Hello, Mike? Are you...
David? That's not your name, right?
Yeah, I'm David with Mascot Wedding Show, yeah.
David, I want to thank you. You know, you made this decision so much easier.
You're welcome, I guess? I mean, I really don't know how I helped or what I did.
Hey, can you hang on 1 second? Just hang on.
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
Excuse me. What did they just say?
Mike?
Okay,
Mike?
Hang on 1 second. Could you hang on 1 second?
Yeah, sure. Of course. Okay. Yeah.
Did they just say St. Louis? Did you happen to hear the bus number?
Mike?
Hey, I'm going to have to let you go. I got to go catch something real quick. But you know what? You have opened my eyes. Thank you so much. God bless you, David.
No, wait. No, Mike. Hang on. Septidad. No, wait. And hung up. Okay, so interesting development in the story of Septidad. I think I might have influenced something horrible. I hope that's not true. But, wow. Septimom? Please don't hate me. Well, I'll tell you what you won't hate. MascotWedding.com for archives of past shows and information about various night gigs and side projects. You may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us! mascotwedding@gmail.com. Comments, questions. You just want to be all mad at us. You want to tell us to stop eating fast food late at night, like that gentleman tried to. You can email us. We'll answer it. We'll probably read it on the air if you want. Clear Spot's coming up next. Lisa, Linda, Gertrude, Agatha. I forget who else is in the studio, but they're all here. Track 20, please. We're going out with some Spectres. From their collection, Beat Is Murder, This is going to be Friday AM for Mac. I'm David. Goodbye, Austin.